Bill de Blasio expected to endorse Bernie Sanders. By Hannah Blow on February 14, 2020. New York City Mayor and former Democrat presidential hopeful Bill de Blasio is expected to endorse Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, for president, a move some view as a snub to his predecessor, Michael Bloomberg, D, who is also vying for the Democrat nomination. The New York Times, citing people familiar with de Blasio's plan, is reporting that the mayor plans to endorse Sanders, although the official timing of his announcement is yet to be determined. However, he is expected to join Sanders on the campaign trail in Nevada this week ahead of the state's February 22 caucuses. While he endorsed Sanders' Democrat rival, Hillary Clinton, during the last election cycle, he has since said that Sanders likely could have defeated President Trump in the general election. You know, hindsight's 2020, but I think when we look at it now, that was a moment where there was such desire for change, he told Politico in August. The Times adds that the two have spoken several times following de Blasio's exit from the presidential race. The forthcoming endorsement comes as de Blasio's predecessor, Bloomberg, the Democrat rival Sanders has accused of trying to buy the election, is gaining traction in the polls. He currently rounds out the top tier of candidates nationally, according to Real Clear Politics' rolling average. De Blasio blasted Bloomberg in November, warning the Democrat Party to refrain from nominating a billionaire who epitomizes the status quo. He added that Bloomberg does not represent the Democrat Party as a whole. He said, "Would he be better than Donald Trump? Of course. Should he be the Democratic nominee? No. This is a Democratic Party today that's getting more progressive, that wants to address the concerns of working people, that does not accept the status quo. There's no way in the world we should nominate a billionaire who epitomizes the status quo," he continued. "I'm objective about the fact that there were some things he did well," he added. "I can certainly prefer him over Donald Trump. But does he represent today's Democratic Party? Of course not, not even close.